This is Kayla.
Hi, Kayla. This is Michael Moon over at Brook Communications, Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. We received your letter about your brother-in-law, and understand he is a fantastic father that puts everybody else in front of him. Am I right on that?
His kids, his fiance, my sister, everybody at work, yes, Everyone comes first. So my sister, they just got engaged a few months ago, and she was able to finally talk him into going to the dentist, and he has to have several teeth removed before they can give him dentures. But he's waited, 30 plus years to have this done. And when they got to the point of treatment plan and cost and all that, it was too much. So now they're kind of at a standstill.
If we were to call him and say, hey, we're going to do this, what do you think's going to happen?
Oh, my gosh. I think that would mean the world to them.
Yeah. Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star, we're going to make it happen for them.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I know they need good news, and this is amazing. So amazing.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jacob?
It is.
Hi, Jacob. It's Michael Moon with Brook Communications, Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing great. We received a letter. You were having issues with your teeth. Do you mind talking to us a little bit about that?
No, not a problem. I didn't have, growing up, great dental habits. It wasn't instilled into me to necessarily take care of myself. And so growing up, I didn't take care of my teeth. And I'm paying for it now, figuratively and literally. I've been in the ER multiple times, urgent care multiple times. Just in the last 2 months, I've done 4 rounds of antibiotics for infections all throughout my mouth. If you look at every picture I've had on social media for the last 20 years, I haven't ever actually smiled. My fiance is encouraging me to take care of it and take care of myself, and for once I actually did. I knew it was going to be expensive, and I have insurance through work, but it only covered, so much of it. And so me and my fiance have been asking around and thinking about taking loans out of my retirement and all kinds of different things just to pay for this.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm in the process of also getting my son into an orthodontist. We just went yesterday, and I'm encouraging him he's getting braces, and he's taking care of his teeth, and I'm instilling good, healthy habits for him, and so that way he doesn't have to go through the things that I went through. If I'm giving my son now the opportunity to smile when I never had it,
yeah.
If I had that opportunity, I would use it every day.
You're a great role model. It's great to hear that. And you have 4 kids.
I do.
So you stay pretty busy.
All the time.
Yeah. Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star. We've reached out to Dr. Randall, who is notorious for doing an amazing job on teeth, and we would like to take care of that for you for Christmas. What do you say?
Really?
Yeah.
Like, you're serious. That's really going to happen.
But there is a few things that I have on my list. Like, you have to smile a minimum of 15 times a day. You have got to talk.
Yeah, I can do that. My mouth's going to hurt.
Yeah, well, good. It'll hurt in a good way. You won't have to get any kind of shots when you're smiling. Also, you're going to have to go and talk to people, right? You're going to walk past people. How are you doing today? And you're just going to have a big smile. Hope you have a great day, because we need to make sure that everybody sees them.
Absolutely. I'm going to show them off. I'll be proud of them for the first time in my life.
So I know you've thought about this. What is the first thing you're going to do when you get your teeth done?
Show my fiance. We're getting married hopefully next year. And the main reason I'm starting this now is so that way I can smile in my wedding pictures.
Oh, how fantastic. I know as a father, reading some about your stories, that, life always throws us punches, right? I'm a father of 3 daughters, and man, there's not a week that went by where it was kind of an up and down thing. And so you're dealing with vet bills, and you're dealing with your kids, right? And making sure they've got clothes to go to school and things like that.
Yeah, we try.
Yeah.
I mean, money's always tight.
Yeah.
Always. And we both work full time, and it still never seems like enough.
So what's it look like for Christmas?
Yeah, we talked about not doing presents for any of the kids this year and then just maybe going on a trip to Crater Lake or something, and a small experience instead of presents because we didn't have the money for presents.
Well, what do you say if we throw in a couple gift cards for you, Jacob? Thanks to Jacob Gilman and Jeremiah Perry from Gilman Homes. We got a gift card from Walmart and also one from Fred Meyer. A couple generous cards to get some of those Christmas gifts for your kids, whether it's gifts, clothes, whatever.
That's fantastic. Thank you.
So now you're going to be smiling because you have your teeth. You're going to be smiling because your kids are happy. And then people are going to tell you, hey, you know what? You smile too much.
There's no such thing as too much.
I know things are tough, but you sound like the kind of guy that tries to stay as positive as you can for your kids. And I think I commend you for that, man. That is some good stuff.
I used to not. I used to be the kind of person that would want to give up. And I met the person who changed that for me. And now she's the most positive person I know. And it rubs off. I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for Dr. Randall. I'm thankful for you guys.
Happy holidays from Rogue Credit Union and News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.